This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number three of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, all across the Caribbean, and thank you very much to the cruise ships at sea down there and the people that are chimed in and around the world via the Internet as well as on the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they are at, the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. A big thank you to all the people working on the Third Watch, too, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a big special shout-out goes to all of those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern frozen tundra, plus our Aramco pals over there working on the oil rigs in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about things in general, according to Hoyle, but let's be a little bit more specific, because you brought up some interesting points during the break. We were talking back and forth. And that's this deal with Mr. Andrew McCabe. He was caught up in the FISA investigation being done by Durham, correct?
Correct.
Now, we heard the other night, indirectly, through a lecture series-type discussion with Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, that there were a lot of things coming down the pike. There were going to be some things that were going to make you mad and angry, and you were going to think things were going south, and they really aren't going south because there's a lot of moving pieces to this. And the comment was brought up and made, and it wasn't by her, it was by somebody else, that this McCabe cat, when we heard about the news, may have made a deal with somebody in the DOJ to get them to drop charges against him, and he may have said something to implicate other people. That's unfortunately the way things are done in D.C., but it's not the way that some of us would like to see it, right?
Well, we are assuming some things, and, mm-hmm. and which is the normal knee-jerk reaction. The letter that the Department of Justice sent to McCabe's attorney says that the case is closed. The case is closed. Okay, so that is on the criminal referral that was made by the Inspector General on McCabe lying and leaking and then admitting that he did that.
Mm-hmm.
Which stands in the face of Flynn. It stands in the face of Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Stone's case is a little bit different. But, so, then, if that's going to be how it operates, then the Department of Justice needs to send a letter over to Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, and over to the Roger Stone legal team saying, case closed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not seeing that. The only thing that I can think of is you've got five or six people that were involved in the FISA applications. You got Sally Yates, you got McCabe, you got Comey, you got Dana Buente, and you know whoever else. Okay, that may be where they're after. But you've got things necessarily known as extraordinary or enhanced charges.
Mm-hmm.
So the lying and the leaking by McCabe now can't be part of enhanced charges against him because they considered that, or they declared that part of the case closed.
Right.
Not very happy with this.
Well, to be continued is all I can tell you, to be continued, because that's what we heard. Now, that being said, let's talk about the fact that there is, and we do know this, a two-tier justice system. There seems to be one for them and one for us. Is that about a fair assumption?
Well, we've pretty much deemed that in the last several years, going back to Hillary Clinton and the email server. So, I mean, that was it.
Yeah, and let's see, Eric is chiming in. He's saying, McCabe's decision is sketchy, but didn't and don't prosecutors cut people away by making deals such as mob cases just to see who's talking?
Yeah, but again, if you consider part of a case or a section of the case in this, in, where McCabe admitted to lying and leaking, he's not, he's not, that's found done. It's like you didn't do it. I mean, they consider it closed.
Mm.
You can't add it to enhanced charges now.
Speaking of which, the Army Secretary yesterday said Lieutenant Colonel Vindman will not be punished, but he certainly is being transferred to parts unknown. He will not be in the White House. He will not be on the NSC. And he very well might wind up on active duty somewhere in a combat zone.
So much for following chain of command.
Yep. Yep. And yep. but are you surprised? I'm not.
I go back to the word I used earlier. Disgusted.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold on there, disgusted, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the president. And the president is vowing to stop Iran from getting nukes. Well, gosh, how are you going to do that, Mr. President? Because they may already have them. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him, it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. That's USCCA. And you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that logo link for the USCCA. That's there, the red, white, and blue logo link. And a window will pop down and say, would you like to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway? Well, obviously, I would say yes, because it is a free gun a day giveaway. Then, once you do that, there'll be a second window that'll drop down and say, would you like to register for the September giveaway of $25,000 cash? Well, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. But try it anyway, right? I mean, what do you got to lose? Nothing. And you got $25,000, you might be able to win. So after you get done doing that, then take a look at the three levels of membership that's there and consider becoming a member at the USCCA. Now, if you do, depending on which level of membership you take, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA. So go over to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link in the right tab right there, and good luck to you. Good luck to you. We want to be announcing your name as being the winner of that gun or the cash. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have a lot of things going on in Washington, D.C. and whatnot, and yesterday we heard about the BORTAC referral, which was something that came out of the clear blue sky. I don't think it was such a big news day yesterday. I think that was the last thing in the world we thought we were going to hear.
I'm okay with this. There's also, let me talk about the BORTAC thing first. This is where BORTAC is the Border Tactical Unit, which is
right.
Kind of like the counterpart to police SWAT.
Yeah, they're the elite
and
team of the Border Patrol. Mm-hmm.
They go through some very special training to do what they do, and they are being dispatched to, I think, 10 cities.
Sanctuary cities.
Right. Yep. Let me see if I can tell you which ones they are. Yeah. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta, Houston, Boston, New Orleans, Detroit, Newark. And they have, their training program is very much like U.S. Special Forces courses. In fact, they've taken a lot out of that.
That's who trains them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not who trains them, but it is, they use their training manual
right.
where it can be applied.
Yeah.
Now, BORTAC was created in 1984, and this was in response to rioting at immigration detention centers. So we've been dealing with this nonsense since at least 1984, where mm-hmm. we had to create a BORTAC. Now, Ayanna Pressley and the squad have already weighed in, and, you know, they don't have anything nice to say about it. But the other piece of this, too, is now where the feds are issuing subpoenas. This is an interesting tactic, too, because some of these cities, many of them, do not want to cooperate with Border Patrol and ICE, and they let these people go when they get into a courtroom and whatnot. Well, the feds are now issuing subpoenas to those officials who make these decisions, and they want to have they want to know who made those decisions and why they made those decisions that inhibit ICE from doing their jobs. And on those subpoenas, they will have to give testimonies, and they could necessarily be charged for obstructing federal law.
Mm-hmm.
So that is another tactic. So what the Trump administration is doing through Ken Cuccinelli, I would say, is a an additional two-pronged approach here with the sanctuary cities. So I'm happy for that.
Okay. And, of course, the president yesterday, and it's coming up, I believe, in a 60 Minutes interview, I think that's who he did the interview for, has vowed to stop Iran from getting nukes. Now, it's widely considered that Iran is, if they don't already have a nuke, they just don't have the capability to be able to get it launched into something or somewhere. Is that about what you're hearing?
I don't think they have a nuclear weapon. They have, and they don't have a viable delivery system with any kind of range. But the interesting thing here is that never gets talked about. It seems to, for me, it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that is, I would think that Iran could have piece parts of nuclear weapons, say from Pakistan or North Korea, delivered to them, or they could be launched by proxy. So I think there's a whole nother side of this. I don't know if people are considering and don't want to talk about it, or they're not considering at all. But understand, Iran's got a missile program, not a very good one. North Korea has a missile program, it's not a very good one. But China does have a missile program. Russia's got a missile program. The nuclear weapons out there that are mobile, I mean, Pakistan was moving theirs quite a bit during the height of the, you know, Afghan, Al-Qaeda, Taliban war. So, I don't know. There's parts of this for context that are not being shared or discussed.
Mm. Now, what do you think about Los Angeles County wiping out some 66,000 marijuana convictions?
I saw that, and I think that San Francisco is doing the same thing. What are you going to do?
By the way,
those are your mayors and those are your prosecutors that are just undoing it. I mean, they're encouraging a breakdown of civil society here. They're encouraging a breakdown of law.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, whatever.
Well, that's part of what the steam is. If you ever read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and all that and understand what they've been trying to do for years, and they're still thinking they can do it, but hopefully there's still smarter minds around. By the way, and this is kind of strange, an expert in the United Kingdom said that 400,000 virus deaths are possible. Is he just trying to scare the bejesus out of the United Kingdom?
I don't know that, somebody wouldn't just dream up that number without having some kind of reports or evidence or information from their own health organizations, their own, experts. I did see that. If you look at the map today of where COVID-19, 16, whatever it is, coronavirus is being reported, it's like double where it was a week ago. So we have the makings here of a condition that I think are becoming more consequential and dangerous than we can really estimate. I think this cat is throwing caution to the wind, and I believe rightly so. Interestingly enough, going unreported, 1,700 Chinese medical workers have been infected.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that, but I haven't heard anybody reporting it on the news. One final little thing here. Unfortunately for Boeing, a couple more airlines added to the mix and came out and said they will not even think about getting in the cockpit again with their pilots of a Boeing MAX 8 aircraft until sometime in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, Southwest and somebody else is having to...
I think it was American.
American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're having to do a lot of alterations to their flights because they won't have those... They had planned to have those planes back in service. Now they're not.
Right.
Southwest, I know, had to cancel, I think, 400 flights. It's a big deal.
Well, what are you going to write about this weekend, or are you taking it off?
I might just take it off. I mean, this is all just too much. I don't even know. There's so many missing parts here and questions that are unanswered. It's almost impossible to write a cogent, comprehensive article on stuff. In fact, I probably twist it up too much because I'm disgusted.
Well, I just just watched the tail end of the Sidney Powell 5 minutes with Sean Hannity last night, and for anybody that hasn't seen that, you want to go look at that because it's fascinating. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles, and see what it is that she's doing. Guilt by Accusation, a great movie. Guilt by Accusation, it's going to be a movie. It's a book. Check it out. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this program, portion of the program, brought to you by the location where I will be today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show over at the Oldsmar Flea Market, 180 Racetrack Road, in the big barn, the big long barn that's there, if you're familiar with that. It's got the big banner on the side of the barn that says Gun Show. And we will be there, myself, the lovely Susie Q. Also, we'll have a special guest stopping by around 12 noon or so that'll be with us for an hour or an hour and a half, maybe even two. We'll see how long we can have that special guest stay with us. But it's all about the largest display that you'll find in the area of antique weapons from Revolutionary, Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam. They've got knives and bayonets and things like that from back in the day, as well as weapons, some black powder weapons and whatnot. It's really something to see. And then, of course, the modern-day guns as well. Stop by. There's a lot of dealers there. And it's all good. It's all good. This is the way things should be done. So TwoGuysShows.com, the website for more information, TwoGuysShows.com, the website. But come on out today, 9 to 3, the Oldsmar Flea Market, 180 Racetrack Road, right there in Oldsmar. I'll be there with the lovely Susie Q from 9 to 3. There you go. All right, now, I had the honor and the pleasure of talking to my good friend Congressman Greg Stube recently, and here's what we said. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I've got the privilege and honor of speaking to the congressman out of Florida's 17th District, Greg Stube. Now, you may have seen him a lot on Fox News lately and some of the other news broadcasts around the countryside. He's an up-and-comer is what I would call him here in Florida because he knows his stuff. I remember when he ran for state rep, then state senator. Now he's a U.S. congressman out of Florida 17. And hello, Congressman Stube.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, listen, today is a very important day in the scheme of things in Washington, D.C. We have had a major announcement by the president along with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with the brand new peace plan that's been projected. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I support you've never had a president more engaged in the Middle East and engaged in Israeli policies and Middle Eastern policies than President Trump. Even the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said there has never been a bigger friend to Israel of any president than President Trump. So I think that says a tremendous amount about what the president's trying to do in Israel. He was one of the first presidents to bring the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, and you know, both Bush and Obama didn't want to do that because of what they felt was a fallout or political implications from that decision, and President Trump wasn't afraid of doing that. So everything now is in the lap of the Palestinians. It creates a two-state solution, which is what they wanted. It creates a Palestinian state if they, you know, not partake in terror anymore and do the type of things that a state, a member state, should be acting and not sponsor terrorism. And so there's a real pathway for peace there. So I think to have both Netanyahu and the other leader in Israel there with the president both signing off on the agreement, now it's in the lap of the Palestinians to decide what direction they want to go.
Now, Congressman, we also have, of course, Iraq and a situation there. I believe the Ayman Muqtada al-Sadr has calmed the people down a little bit there because they were getting all riled up over Soleimani being taken out. And my understanding of that is, why didn't we do it sooner?
Yeah, why didn't we? Obama could have, and he didn't. And here is a terrorist who operated and committed terror in five different continents over the span of 20 years, killed over 600 Americans, or responsible for killing over 600 Americans. We absolutely should have taken advantage of knowing where he was and ending his threat a long time ago. And past leaders were afraid to do that, and President Trump wasn't. So now there's one less very large terrorist who was obviously part of the Iranian regime that no longer will be killing innocent lives in the world.
And folks, I'm talking to Congressman Greg Stube. He represents Florida District 17, which is basically Sarasota County and most of Charlotte County, correct, sir?
Yes. I have nine counties. I have Polk, Hardy, DeSoto, Highlands, Glades, Okeechobee, South Sarasota, Charlotte, and Northern Lee.
Well, good. We'll be seeing you with some of our campaign events coming up this year, I'm sure. Now, the other thing is you recently introduced a bill. It's called the Religious Insignia on Dog Tags Act, and I'll just give a little scuttle about myself there. When I went over to Vietnam, of course, my dad, World War II, he was a Roman Catholic, and he handed me his good luck beads, and he says, "Son, this got me through World War II," and he says, "I want you to take them with me." And I did, and when I came back, I gave them right back to him. He says, "No, I want you to keep them. They brought you good luck." But I know you also, your dad did kind of like the same thing with you when you went into service, right?
Yeah, he took a small metal cross and drilled a hole in it, and I put it on my dog tags. So it's crazy to me that the government is going to tell service members that they no longer can purchase dog tags that have scripture or religious insignia, and we're not just talking about those of the Christian faith, we're talking about those of the Jewish faith, we're talking about Muslims, we're talking about any religious insignia that you feel like you want to put on your dog tags. DOD came out with a policy that they were going to end soldiers' ability to purchase those trademarked dog tags that have scripture and such on it. And I just didn't think that that's appropriate way that we should be treating our service members. They're out there fighting for our freedoms. One of those freedoms they're fighting for is our freedom of religion and our freedom in this country to be able to express whatever religious beliefs that we want. Why in the world would we tell service members who are defending that freedom that they can't express their religious beliefs on their dog tags?
Well, kudos to you for that one, and you've got the backing of my radio show and myself personally on that one, so if you need any help, you let me know. Now, finally, I know you got to run because you have a vote you have to make. The impeachment issue, this is a fiasco in my opinion. Definitely never should have gotten to the point to where it is. Your thoughts on that, because I know you took part of it as one of the committee members.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start. There's so many issues with it. I mean, the bottom line is now it's in the Senate. It passed the House strictly on party line votes, and I have to remind your listeners that that's never happened before in the history of impeachment in our country. It's always been bipartisan. Not a single Republican, even Republicans who are in Hillary Clinton districts, voted for the impeachment in the House. Now it's in the Senate, and you literally have articles of impeachment that don't meet the threshold provided in our Constitution. The Constitution requires treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Abuse of power is an opinion. Obstruction of Congress doesn't exist. And so they're trying to perpetuate articles of impeachment based on the fact that they don't like what he's done or allegedly had done. And it's not the constitutional basis for impeachment. So I don't think there's any scenario in which the president gets convicted in the Senate. This is all a big political ploy. One, to label President Trump as an impeached president going into the 2020 election.
Well,
just to damage his reputation.
Well, Congressman, I know you have to get going. I want to thank you very much for being a guest on the Captain's America Third Watch. You're welcome to come back here anytime you want, sir.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Congressman Greg Stube, everybody, Florida 17. Now, that was my friend, Greg Stube, who served in Iraq and was in combat. He did one tour over there, and I was very grateful and supportive of him when he ran for state rep. I knew his dad, former Sheriff Manatee County, and he's one of those young men that you just want to help, and I did, and he's now a congressman, and I really feel good knowing that. Now, if you're down there in Sarasota County or Bradenton, Manatee County, and you're looking for a good little place to grab a snack, how about trotting on over to Mixon's Fruit Farm over there at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton? All you folks that are down here for the winter or for the next few weeks or whatever, you can't go wrong by going into Mixon's Groveside Cafe located inside Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store. They've got a great, great lineup of sandwiches. They've also got homemade bread. They've got donuts in there they make. They've got homemade soups, salads, nice fresh salads if you want them, homemade chili if you want that. And don't forget that they've also got for dessert when you get done, the orange swirl ice cream. So go on over there, check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, it's Bradenton's hidden gem right there. The Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon Fruit Farm retail store. All righty. We'll be right back with more. Final segment of the weekend show coming up. Beach and boating forecasts and other stuff. I shall return, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this is the final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. So let's get going with the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Alrighty, for everybody that's out there that wants to hop on a boat and go for a little ride, and by the way, if you don't have a boat, check out the Freedom Boat Club. More about that in a minute. For today, Saturday, Sun Coast, Nature Coast, and Tampa Bay, it'll be partly sunny. It'll be breezy this morning, winds gusting to 20 miles an hour out of the northeast. Then this afternoon, the winds will die down. We'll still be out of the northeast, but they'll be down around 10 miles an hour. Seas this morning start out 2 to 4 feet. They'll be moderately choppy, if you will. And then this afternoon, it'll be just a light chop. The Gulf and the bay water temperature, both at 71 degrees, so bring your bar of soap with you. And the low tide happened at 1:03 a.m. this morning. The high tide is coming at 7:39 a.m. Now, keep in mind that the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, we are fortunate. Freedom Boat Club is a national group of franchises, independently owned. And we are lucky, very lucky, to have the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club system right here in Tampa Bay. And we're able to offer things as a result of that that maybe you might not get from other locations, but you could join here and then let your membership go with you. And I'll explain all that in a minute. Now, the numbers at Freedom Bay Boat Club here, or Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, just don't tell you a story. They tell you an amazing story. 3 years ago, they had 10 ports and 100 boats. Today, they have 450 boats working their way up to 630 ports, working their way up to 50 ports. They are the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club family. Now, across the country, they have 206 locations. They have, those are in the United States, and they have 3 in Canada. They have 6 in France. Yep, I said France. They have 1 in the United Kingdom, 1 in Australia right now, and the Freedom Boat Club is growing. They've got growing pains. And the best part of it is you can grow with them. Now, right now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. You become an active duty member, and away you go. Now, the bonus deal to this is, if you are active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, or you work in the medical profession in any capacity, even if you're just a janitor in a hospital, or if you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and boom, you get a monthly charge or a monthly member. There you go, up, up, and away. And you will be such as long as you continue to make your monthly payment. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity with all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations wherever they are at. So all you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Freedom Boat Club. All right. Now, I've got a little short audio here I want to play because we kind of left things up in the air with the Bernie Sanders thing and Budapeg and Rudy Giuliani. Listen to Rudy Giuliani talking about the documents that he's got in his possession from the Ukraine.
Finman's one avenue. They're exploring also delays in Puerto Rico funding. That's Elizabeth Warren's pet project. And then, of course, there's the Roger Stone stuff. You know, how dare he interfere?
Did you ever think that might be a delay in funding because we don't know how much money is being stolen?
Right.
I'll give you an example in Ukraine. They're going to be very surprised when they see the report that I have. I have a report right in the middle of the Obama administration that $5.3 billion in foreign aid is unaccounted for to Ukraine. You think maybe you'd want to slow down aid if $5.3 billion is unaccounted for?
Yeah.
You figure out, if I'm giving them $400 million for military,
mm-hmm.
maybe only $100 million is getting there,
mm-hmm.
and the other $300 million is going into the hands of the crooked NGOs. And how do you think all those oligarchs become oligarchs? They take off foreign aid.
Sir. So you got to, you know,
big Democratic
slow it down.
Scam mm-hmm. for about 7 years. Started in 2011. We're going to reveal the whole thing. It's not just Biden. A bunch of Democrats, and that's why they're so crazy on the subject of Ukraine and why they want to literally kill me.
What do you mean other Democrats are involved?
Well, if you go back to 2011, Yanukovych warranted $7.5 billion in an American institution. People in that institution were former Obama aides. That's just one story.
So you think people were actually on the take, people that were supposed to be...
No, I don't think it.
You know it.
I can prove it.
And you're going to.
Yeah, I'll just show you one right here. Yeah.
Wow. He doesn't think it. He can prove it. And that's why they're going after Rudy. But they're going after the wrong person. Because he's got hard evidence that he's going to bring out. And there's a bunch of people, including, as he said, a lot of Democrats, that are going to wind up paying for this. Probably with their career. Once this gets out there. Because these are all big-time ethics violations that people were getting paid under the table from the Ukraine for doing political favors or whatever. Now, you're looking for a car? Doesn't matter where you live anymore. We got people that drive down here from Georgia. People come down from Ohio, from Indiana, from Canada, from as far west as Nevada, Arizona, to buy a vehicle from Moss Nissan because of four words. You serve, you save. Now, what that means is if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, either work or have worked as a first responder, you could be retired, or you're a 911 dispatcher too, you will get significant savings at Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive and Moss Acura. Now, while most car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned vehicles for sale at any one time, if you shop at any one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you have access to hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. Now, you can also get great peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car and keeps it looking new, credit and deposit protections, and much, much more to help you out with your vehicle. Now, that being said, there are three Moss Nissan locations, one at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, one at U.S. 19 in Crystal River, then the other one at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. That's the brand new location for them. And then you've got Moss Wholesale to the Public up there in Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19. And don't forget about the all-new Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Acura, also at 11001 North Florida Avenue, right next to the Florida Avenue Moss Nissan store. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. They are a great dealer. Great dealer. Now today, I'll be over at Oldsmar, at the Oldsmar Flea Market. For you folks that are down here for the winter, flea markets are a way of life here in Florida. A lot of people go there and see them because it's a novelty that you can't really find anywhere else. You might compare that to maybe a white elephant sale. But Oldsmar Flea Market, 180 Racetrack Road. Stop by, see us. I'll be there from 9 to 3. Be happy to shake your hand. Have a cup of coffee, take a picture, whatever it is, all right? So, got to go. Time for me to leave. And don't forget, the lovely Susie Q will be with me today at Oldsmar. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. You've been listening to the Weekend Edition. And we'll be back on Monday morning all across the country, live 2 a.m. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay safe. And I hope your driver wins at Daytona.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.